tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio.
We're broadcasting live from our Galway studios. We're having the best time here. The Galway Film Fla is on until Sunday. We spoke to Matthew Modine, and we've more guests from the Fla coming up after 4 o'clock. But right now it's time to say cheese with Teresa Roach from Kylemore Farmhouse Cheese here in Galway. You've brought in a...
Hello.
How are you, Teresa? A raclette?
Yes, we have.
How are you again? Sorry, Teresa. Yes, sorry. How rude of me. Because we met before, but it was very brief.
Yes,
so we invited you back in again. So you've brought in a...
We brought in a raclette machine here today, and we're just using our own Kylemore cheese as a cheese demo for you.
What's a raclette?
So a raclette is a cheese grilling machine, and it basically melts the top of our half a wheel of cheese that we have on a grill, and it basically melts it, and it's really gloriously smooth and has a lovely golden shell, as you can see here on top.
Yes.
And it sizzles away under the grill here, and it's really we'll cut the top layer off, and it'll melt onto a lovely potato here with some Irish bacon croutons, and we have some Irish scallions here as well.
Look at that.
It's typically of Switzerland and Austria, and it's a typical dish that can be great for entertaining, great everyday cheese.
Right. You need the full half of, what's the full one called?
Yes, you're right. So a whole wheel of cheese is normally about 5 kilos, but we today have a half a wheel in here at 2.5 kilos. So it's
And what would people do if they don't have a half wheel?
You really would use this for entertaining as a group.
I see. So it'd be special occasions.
Yes, there is individual grills that you can get, and they're individual servings up to 10 people.
Right.
So it's a bit like a mini grill with the heat coming from top. So you can use that as individual servings. Right. So we have both.
Why is it like in Switzerland and those places, like the fondue comes from there as well, doesn't it?
That's right.
They like cooking things at the table, do they? There's obviously a historical reason for that, which we don't know the answer to.
I think it's a mountain cheese. They're all basically really good for melting.
Right.
And our cheese here today is the same thing.
Okay.
It's a mountain hard cheese. So.
Right, so you've been racletting it away there, and you can now spin it around.
We're going to show you what we do here. What we have here is...
That's the pepper. That's the pepper.
Yes, so we have here, we're going to put a melting onto our Irish potato.
Yeah.
And what we have here is we're going to just basically grill off the top layer, which is lovely and smooth and sizzly here that you can see. And that
it's the ritualized element of this, which I suppose enhances the whole eating experience, doesn't it?
You know? It does, and I think that's what everyone eats with their eyes. And the big thing at the moment is about continental cheeses being produced in Ireland. There's a big trend right now.
Right.
And I think traceability of the product as well is a key component. And cheese is a luxury item, and you know it is a product that you can, if you have few of them, but high quality, you'll enjoy it even more.
So there's
here we
scallions,
have Irish
great.
Scallions,
I'm vegetarian, call them
Irish
spring
bacon,
onions.
Yeah. And we have some bacon croutons to add on to the top here, with a good Irish spud.
Look at that. So, and these are new potatoes.
And these are brand new potatoes from our garden.
So you lift it up like that, and a bit of cheese and a bit of bacon, and you put them all together, and you go, excuse me, well, people hate this, but here you go.
Lovely.
Oh.
Hope that's okay.
Oh, it's, yeah. More than okay. Oh, Niamh, you're going to love this. Niamh is producing today.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. No, but this is but our cheeses are great for melting. They're a very versatile cheese. They're great on a cheese board, as another suggestion here beside you. And, you know, all these cheeses are, you know, can be used on pastas as well as a grating mechanism.
And you're talking about provenance and it matters where the milk comes from and what the cows eat, and all of that contributes to the flavour of the end product.
Absolutely. Family farms, and most of our farms in Ireland are small family farms. So grass-fed production is the key component to producing high quality cheeses. So you need high quality cows, high quality milk, and high quality cheeses. Yeah.
Matthew Modine was impressed with your cheese.
Was he?
Yeah.
We met him in the room. We had a lovely
in the
cheese
kitchen.
Board. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. He's a lovely man, isn't he?
Fantastic.
Lovely man, yeah. So, Teresa Roach and Jasmine, thanks so much for coming in. Kylemore Farmhouse Cheese here in Galway. That is delicious. And thanks for the cheese board as well.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure we'll talk again. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you for having me.